He's a brother.
The tone was the coolie.
Yeah.
Yeah, he pressed me sometimes.
Yeah, he pressed me sometimes. Yeah, them long as you could have.
You got a brush, you'd be doing what? You'd be
brushing your hair.
Brushing your hair. Now, back in the old days, men used to wear what?
Beards.
Yeah.
We call them whiskers. But there's this beard thing in there.
Yeah.
You know, a lot of them wear them now. Youngsters. And the hair be so long, there, you can't tell the ladies from the men.
Okay, that's true.
Some had to have one. I see one or two with hair plaited. Ain't wear down his back.
Oh, my gracious.
What would a woman wear around her wrist, maybe?
Well, she'd wear a watch, a bracelet, or something around her wrist.
Yeah. And what would a man wear to hang, hold his trousers up?
Suspenders.
Yeah.
Wear them suspenders, wear trousers and a belt. Either one wear the beaks and another one on the belt.
Call them what? Anything else? Galluses?
Galluses, that's right. That's what they call them, galluses.
Yeah. What would a woman hold over when it rained?
Umbrella. Keep them getting wet.
Yeah. Now, did you have something you put over your bed when some sort of, at the head of the bed, you put, well, some sort of fancy top cover they put over the bed?
Well, like a spread, a counterpin, a sheet.
Back down to the head, counterpin.
Yeah.
Counterpin?
Yeah.
What'd you put your head on?
Yeah.
Put your head on what?
Yeah, on the pillow. You have pillows?
Yeah, but did you have a kind of a pillow that would go?
That we call them bolsters going all the way across.
A bolster would go?
All the way across the head of the bed. And you could sleep on the bolster. Two pillows set up on the bolster.
Oh, bolster didn't go part way across
the head? No, it went all the way across. Bolster did.
The bolster went
clean across.
Clean across the bed?
Yeah.
Did you? Did you have a bed, what would you put on a bed for warmth? Something that was kind of old-fashioned, maybe made out of old scraps or leftovers?
You put a blanket and quilts.
That's what we used, was a quilt.
Did you ever have when you didn't have enough beds, would you maybe make something on the floor?
Pallets. Make beds on the floor.
Yeah. Now, when you were, what would you say to your dog if you wanted him to get after somebody?
Sick it, sick it, sick it, sick it. Yeah. Sick it. Yeah, man.
If the dog was coming after you on the road and you didn't have anything, a stick or anything, you might pick up a
handful of dirt, some rocks. Whatever you could.
And you do what? You
throw it in. Throw it in.
Yeah, you might say he picked up a rock and.
Yeah, throw it at the door. Might be different rock and throw it in.
Yeah. You might say the dog wasn't going away from you, he was coming.
Coming to me.
Coming toward.
Toward.
Yeah. Yeah, can you tell me about, did y'all drink coffee when you were young?
Yeah, we drink coffee. Yeah.
Tell me how you prepared it. How'd you make it?
Oh, we had to grind it. If you didn't have the ground, you had to put it in a mill and grind it up.
Mm-hmm.
And then you put it in a pot and put your water on it.
Yeah.
It'd boil. And then you had to have your strainer to strain it.